Blessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And this is Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America. And my family took Thanksgiving pretty big. So I thought I would reflect on some of the melancholy that I'm experiencing as I process some of the sorrow from losing my mom to cancer in 2003. And on a week like this, what happens for me is sometimes I go back into my memories and I'm sad for what I don't have today. So it's very interesting when you're clearing energy all the time, because I don't spend a lot of time in the sad camp. Those of you who listen to me know. After, if you've listened to my 600 episodes on the Erica Blessing Show and 100 episodes here on this podcast, then you know that in general, I would say I'm probably one of the more consistently happy people on the planet. So yeah, I remember one time I met someone in person and I had my book, Happiness Quotation. She's like, wow, you really are happy. You know, like you could fake that. But anyhow, I guess people do. So this week, I have to admit, I'm going through a lot of different emotions. I'm super sad. My kids are growing up, so they're almost fully grown. And one of them's traveling right now out of the country. And my mom's on the other side, and it's just one of those times of year where I can slip into missing someone. So I thought I would do a show about when things like aren't how they used to be, or when you mourn for family that's gone, or just that kind of overall angst of not having things be as you wish they were. And one of the things about clearing energy is you can almost always look underneath all of that and tune back into that aspect of you that is in a state of beauty, a state of gratitude. And gratitude is something that will change your state of being. Sometimes it might take you gratitude after gratitude after gratitude, and you might need to go 2, 3, 4, 5 pages of writing out gratitude. The energy of gratitude is expansive, and Thanksgiving is a perfect time to go into that space in kind of an unlimited fashion. So I'm going to encourage you now to sit with yourself and have a moment where you look at the gratitude. So just look at all the places where you've been blessed in your life, and look at all the things that have showed up for you that were magic, that were different for you than anyone else. And each of us has had some magic, some miracle. There's an author I'm working with whose father healed from cancer between the night before the surgery and the morning of the surgery. His body healed 100% and he didn't need surgery. Yeah, that's really a story. She's actually writing it right now. So what miracles have you experienced? And where could you reach out and kind of feel that sense of blanket of warmth and compassion and love that you might not feel that much if your best friends are gone, or you've lost a husband, or you've lost someone dear to you? Something else that's showing up for me to share is that sometimes finger painting is really good therapy. And I just sort of got shown like pots of paint and making color on paper as being something therapeutic. So if that resonates for you, then I recommend that you go out and get some paint this week and either let your children finger paint or finger paint yourself. And you don't have to keep the paintings. You can just use it as a tool to heal the places where your heart might be hurting as mine is. So I'm going to end the podcast now because I'm just so sad to say I'm on the verge of tears, missing my mom so hard today. But I love all of you guys, all the listeners. Thank you so much for coming to Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And I look forward to many episodes to come. Thanks for listening.